This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 9. Miss Cow Falls a Victim to Mr. Rabbit. "Uncle Remus," said the little boy, "what became of the rabbit after he fooled the buzzard and got out of the hollow tree?"
"Who, Br'er Rabbit? Bless your soul, honey, Br'er Rabbit went skipping long home, he did. Just as sassy as a jaybird at a sparrer's nest. He went galloping long, he did, but he feel mighty fired out and stiff in the joints. He was mighty nigh dead for something for to drink. And by and by, when he got most of home, he spied old Miss Cow feeding round in the field, he did, and he determined for to try his hand with her. Br'er Rabbit know mighty well that Miss Cow won't give him no milk, 'cause she done refused him more than once, and when his old woman was sick at that. But never mind that. Br'er Rabbit sort of danced up the long side of the fence, he did, and holler out,
'Howdy, Sis Cow,'
says Br'er Rabbit, says he.
'Why, howdy, Br'er Rabbit,' says Miss Cow, says she. 'How you find yourself these days, Sis Cow?'
says Br'er Rabbit, says he.
'I'm sort of tolerable, Br'er Rabbit. How you come on?' says Miss Cow, says she.
'Oh, I'm just tolerable myself, Sis Cow, sort of lingering twixt a balk and a breakdown,' says Br'er Rabbit, says he.
'How your folks, Br'er Rabbit?' says Miss Cow, says she.
'They just middling, Sis Cow. How Br'er Bull getting on?' says Br'er Rabbit, says he.
'Oh, sort of so-so,' says Miss Cow, says she.
'There's some mighty nice persimmons up this tree, Sis Cow,' says Br'er Rabbit, says he. 'And I'd like mighty well for to have some of 'em,' says he.
'How you going to get 'em, Br'er Rabbit?' says she.
'I 'lowed maybe that I might ax you for to butt against the tree and shake some down, Sis Cow,' says Br'er Rabbit, says he.
'Course, Miss Cow don't want her discommodate Br'er Rabbit, and she march up to the persimmon tree, she did, and hit it a rap with her horns. Blam!
Now then,' continued Uncle Remus, tearing off a corner of a plug of tobacco and cramming it into his mouth,
"now then, them persimmons was green's grass, and there one never drop. Then Miss Cow butt the tree, blim! Never a persimmon drop. Then Miss Cow sort of back off a little and run again the tree. Blip! No persimmons never drop. Then Miss Cow back off a little further, she did, and heist her tail on the back and come again a tree. Kerblam! She come so fast and she come so hard till one of her horns went spang through the tree, and dar she was. She can't go forwards, she can't go backwards. This is exactly what Br'er Rabbit was waiting for, and he no sooner seed old Miss Cow all fastened up than he jump up, he did, and cut the pigeon wing.
"Come help me out, Br'er Rabbit," says Miss Cow, says she.
"I can't climb, Sis Cow," says Br'er Rabbit, says he, "but I'll run and tell Br'er Bull," says he,
and with that, Br'er Rabbit put out for home. And 'twan't long fore here he come with his old woman and all his chillens, and even the last one of the family was toting a pail. The big uns had big pails, and the little ones had little pails, and they all surrounded old Miss Cow, they did, and you hear me, honey, they milked her dry. The old uns milked and the young uns milked, and then when they done got enough, Br'er Rabbit, he up and say, says he,
'I wish you mighty well, Sis Cow. I 'lowed, being's how that you'd had a sort of camp out all night, that I better come and swaze your bag,' says he.
"'Do which, Uncle Remus?' asked the little boy.
Go long, honey.
Swells your bag. When cows don't get milked, the bag swells, and you can hear 'em a moanin' and a bellerin', just like they was getting hurted.
That's what Brer Rabbit done. He assembled his family, he did, and he swaged old Miss Cow's back.
Miss Cow, she stood dar, she did, and she study, and strive fur to break loose, but the horn done been jammed in the tree so tight that 'twas way for the day in the morning before she loosened. Anyhow, it was during the night, and after she get loose, she sort of graze round, she did, fur to justify her stomach, she lowed, old Miss Cow did, that Brer Rabbit be hopping long that way fur to see how she getting on. And she took and lay her trap for him. And just that sunrise, what did old Miss Cow do but march up to the persimmon tree and stick her horn back in the hole? But bless your soul, honey, while she was cropping the grass, she took one mouthful too many, 'cause when she hitch on to the persimmon tree again, Brer Rabbit was sitting in the fence corner a-watching her. Then Brer Rabbit, he say to himself, "Hey yo," says he, "what this here gwine on now? Hold your horses, Sis Cow, for you hear me coming," says he. And then he crope off down the fence, Brer Rabbit did, and by and by, here he come, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity, just a-sailing down the big road. "Morning, Sis Cow," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "How'd you come on this morning?" says he. "Poly, Brer Rabbit, poly," says Miss Cow, says she. "I ain't had no rest all night," says she. "I can't pull loose," says she. "But if you'll come and catch hold of my tail, Brer Rabbit," says she, "I reckon maybe I can fetch my horn out," says she. Then Brer Rabbit, he come up a little closer, but he ain't getting too close. "I spec I'm nigh enough, Sis Cow," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "I'm a mighty puny man, and I might get trampled," says he. "You do the pullin', Sis Cow," says he, "and I'll do the gruntin'," says he. Then Miss Cow, she pulled out her horn, she did, and took after Brer Rabbit, and down the big road they had it. Brer Rabbit with his ears laid back, and Miss Cow with her head down and her tail curled. Brer Rabbit kept on gainin', and by and by he darted in a briar patch. And by the time Miss Cow come along, he had his head sticking out, and his eyes looked big as Miss Sally's china sauces. "Hey, old Mrs. Cow, where you gwine?" says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Howdy, Brer Big Eyes," says Miss Cow, says she. "Is you see Brer Rabbit go by?" "He just this minute passed," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "And he looked mighty sick," says he. And with that, Miss Cow took down the road like the dogs was after her. And Brer Rabbit, he just lay down dar in the briar patch and roll and laugh till the sides hurted him. He bleeds into laugh. Fox after him, buzzard after him, and a cow after him, and he ain't caught him yet. End of chapter.